Gibbons trot out of the dugout to go talk to the umpire and make a pitcher change.
Yeah.
He's playing Glory Days. Just like baseball hitters have walk-up songs, this should have been John Gibbons' walk-up song.
Well, when you think about the Glory Days of the Toronto Blue Jays over the last decade or so, John Gibbons, central figure, the manager of the team in 2015 and 2016. Everyone loves John Gibbons. We love him a little bit more this morning because he's kind enough to take the time to join us. John Gibbons on the line here on First Up. What's going on? How you doing?
Yeah, good morning. Was that Glory Day?
Oh, yeah, buddy. Springsteen.
Well, you know, actually, my song was Simple Man by Skinner. You know,
okay. We'll play that for you. We'll play that for you.
So if you had a walk-up song, it would be Simple Man?
Yeah, and I think they played it a few times. Marty Starkman does all the PRCA. Yeah.
So, Gibby, as I
lumber down the dugout, not the yeah. lumber.
It was a cool strut. We all remember how cool it was to see the Jays clinch the AL East, clinch playoff spots when you were the manager back 2015, 2016. We saw the Jays this year clinch on an off day, so it was a little bit weird to see the celebration go down Friday night after they had already clinched. But you have any good stories for us from 2015, 2016, what those nights were like partying with the boys?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know what? In our case, you know, it had been like 23 years since the team had done anything, right? Mm. Been in the postseason. So
glory
we always
days.
Heard of, we heard about, yeah, glory, yeah, that's the real glory days. And of course, you know, I mean, they hit the pinnacle in two championships, you know? And so we heard about that all the time. And then finally, when everything just came together, and there's, you know, we say it all the time, and there's a lot of truth to it. You know, the American League East is just something about it, you know? There's no question it's the hardest division in baseball. But they're all hard. But so to do it in that division, finally win it after all those years. I mean, I really can't explain it, but I remember the night in 15 we did finally clinch. You know, we went to Baltimore, and the first night there got rained out. You know, so that was the night we had a shot at it. So the next day we're playing a doubleheader, right? So if we win the first one, we're the champs, and then, you know, then we still got another game. So I can remember we played really well, won that first game, and everybody celebrated, you know, by just congratulating each other because we still had another game. I think some of the boys that weren't playing, though, they snuck in there and got a head start on us, you know, some of our veteran guys. But, you know, it's really hard to explain other than, you know, I've been through some celebrations before in the past, and, you know, there was just something different about this one, you know, because it's been 23 years. We heard about that all the time. You know, we represented one country, you know. It wasn't like, you know, there's teams everywhere. So there's really something special about it. And it took a lot of hard work. You know, it wasn't like, you know, we took off at the beginning of the season and ran away with it. You know, we were just playing 500 ball at the All-Star break, and then Alex Anthopoulos made his great deals, you know, and everything just took off. So it was it was almost a feel early on. I mean, we were only like a game out of the wild card at that time, the trade deadline. But almost, it had a feel of just so many other years, you know. You're right there. What's going to happen, you know?
Go ahead, John.
Yeah, so that's basically what happened, you know. Of course, we pulled off those deals. And you know, we knew we were a better team. But, dang, nobody could take off like that. It was like, you know, like light switch, and we never looked back. And that was a year we should have won it all. I felt we had a best shot, and we didn't. But I don't know, maybe that's part of the lore. You know, we're supposed to be that. You know, I guess if we had won it all, there wouldn't be. We couldn't find any faults in anything. I guess I don't know.
Those would have been the glory days.
We're in conversation with John Gibbons, the former manager of the Toronto Blue Jays.
Gibby, you talked about partying and stuff. Were you a guy that wore goggles when you partied, or were you a guy that you know, looked the part? You looked like a tough guy. You acted like a tough guy when you were partying.
Yeah, I ain't wearing no goggles. So far. You know what? I'm not even sure. No, they had started wearing goggles back then, I believe. But you know, I had a chance at the big league level. I was with the 2 months with the 1986 New York Mets. You know, so I was there for their clincher and all that stuff. But that was before nobody wore goggles, you know, and These guys are just so much softer nowadays. Come on, man. We pamper them. We, you know,
enjoy the burn.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah, let the boys play. You know that slogan, all that. But you know what? No, but actually, that just means that they're a little smarter nowadays. You don't know the truth. But yeah, somebody sent a picture to me the other day. I saw a picture somewhere like it was taken in our celebration. You know, I'm, I can't even open my eyes. You know, I'm drenched. And I'm fat, you know, so and it's like, so obviously I didn't have any goggles on.
Great times. And maybe, beer goggles, of course, that goes without saying. So, Gibby, I'm curious to know your thoughts on what's to come over these next couple of the days. The Jays have a magic number of 2. That's a combination of wins and Seattle losses. So pretty good chance they host game 1 of the wild card series here in Toronto for 3. And your boy, the big Puma, who you had on the Gibby Show podcast last week, he'll be on the mound. How do you think Sean Schneider, Ross Atkins, the Jays, should approach the rest of the rotation in the wild card round? Would you go Gausman in game 2? Would you go Stripling? How do you think it all works out?
Well, you know, I definitely, you look at that Manoa Gausman punch, man, it's pretty good. And then Stripling, I mean, I don't know if it's fair to say he's come out of nowhere, but he's put together a tremendous year, really, really done a great job for these guys. So those are your top 3. Obviously, and you know Manoa's going first. I don't know what their thinking is as far as, well, I did see something about, did Gausman cut his finger yesterday or something?
Yeah, he had, I think he's okay, but they're doing some kind of laser treatment on it to get it better, but there's not a lot of concern surrounding Gausman, but I think he's gonna be all right.
Well, let me tell you, before you say that, remember we had, it wasn't in the playoffs, but Aaron Sanchez got like a little blisters one time. Yeah. And I mean, it ruined his career or set it back a few years. So sometimes those things, you know, we think are minor, but you know, if it's in the playoffs against Cleveland, what's his name? The guy that's in all sorts of trouble.
Oh, Bauer, Trevor Bauer.
Bauer, I remember he cut his finger on a. You know, that was extreme, but hopefully this is nothing. But you know, who knows? They may want to push him back an extra day and have him for that third game just to be cautious, let it heal. Since Stripling's been good. You know, I really couldn't tell you. I do know that, you know, that I would definitely go with Manoa. He's my guy. But after that, you know, you have to be around the team every day and know, you know, but from the outside looking in, I think they got they can throw some firepower at you. And then, you know, coming in, obviously, they're known for their offense. So, you know, it's always tougher to score runs usually in the playoffs anyway. But they have enough guys that I think understand, not necessarily small ball, but they understand, you know what, if we just take some hits, you know, just some simple base hits and score some runs instead of having to rely on the long ball. So I think they're pretty aware of that. So, but they got a good team. You know, there's no reason they can't get till the end if you look at it. The only thing I think working against them, but, you know, is probably experience level. That they got a bunch of young kids and a lot of guys, if I'm not mistaken, that, you know, haven't been to the postseason, but there's just, you know, they have a good feel about them, you know, they really do. But you know, they got a, you know, I think in the American League, Houston's a team to beat, obviously. I'd be honest with you, I think the Yankees are overrated. You know, they got off to that great start. Yeah. And there's no doubt they had some serious injuries. You got to be, I mean, there's no question about that. That's hurt them. They got hit probably as much or worse than anybody. But still, there's just something, you know, they're a live and die by the home run type team. And, you know, I think they're vulnerable. And their pitching's kind of, I think they're a little bit unsure of their starting pitching, maybe. So yeah, they got a real good shot. Toronto does, and I think, but I do think you have to go through Houston, and then you know, the National League's loaded. Should be a great postseason because there's
more teams
like every year. But yeah, and there's some really good teams. You know, yeah. Naturally it's the playoffs, but there's some really good teams. It feels like this year.
Well, we've talked about glory days, and you know, one of the glory moments in Blue Jays history was Jose Bautista's walk or backflip home run against Texas that you were in the building for. And I mean, you can talk on the electricity that the Rogers Center had in that moment, but you've coached Joey, I call him Joey, but I'm seeing Joey Bats.
Yeah,
Joey
Bats. Jose
everybody Bautista.
Knows who you're talking about.
And I love the nickname you gave Alek Manoa, the big Puma. And I got to ask you about this tweet you sent out about how much money you would pay to watch Jose Bautista face the Big Puma? How much money would you pay, and who do you think would actually have the upper hand in that?
Hey, well, since I know both, maybe I would get him free. You know? I mean, hopefully I have to get him here.
I think so.
But, hey, let everybody else pay, right?
Yeah.
I threw that out there in good fun because I'm big fans of both of them. But, you know, I started thinking about it. And, a great hitter, what is considered, well, they don't look at batting average anymore. But remember, it used to be 300 hitters. So if you're successful 3 out of 10 times, you're great, right? So I was thinking, you know, I know Jose is going to get him at least a couple times. Just the law of averages, you know. And Manoah's really good. I think if you know, Manoah's got such a great slider, he might get Hosey with that, but he tries to sneak that heater by Hosey, he ain't getting it by him.
We're in conversation with John Gibbons, the former manager of the Jays, the Gibby Show
certified
podcast, and certified beauty, friend of the program. Very curious to know your thoughts on Aaron Judge, John. Yankees, they've got 4 games left. They're in Texas to play the Rangers. Judge needs 1 home run to break the American League record of 61. If you are the Rangers manager, how do you want your pitchers approaching this series against Judge?
Well, I think you need to, even though Texas has had had a tough year and they're out of it, you know, I don't think you just go out there and hear, let's feed it up here and let the guy set a record. No, I think you still have to approach it like you're trying to win that game regardless, you know. I don't think you don't run from them and things like that, and you play the game straight. But I don't think anybody should just say, here, let's go, let's make this finish this year, great year off by helping this guy hit a home run, you know. But I will tell you, I've heard people say, you know what, you know, they pitchers don't want to be known as the guy who gives up that home run. I would have no problem with that. If I'm facing the guy and I'm you know what, that's gonna put me in the history book, so be it. You know, he's that good a player, and I can be a great pitcher and he can still hit a home run off me, you know. So I would attack him. I wouldn't, but I would still play to win the game for the integrity of the game. But I was thinking, I think it'd be kind of cool if, you know, it's such a great record. If he tied it, you know, and Maris, you know, they both went down. And so that wouldn't be. I don't think that would be all bad either, you know. Yeah.
Gibby, before we let you go, it's been a lot of fun, and we talked about the things I love about you, your strut and everything, but. We were having a conversation about flavored sunflower seeds, and I know you loved dominating sunflower seeds as a manager. What was your go-to flavor?
Well, you know what? The only reason I was eating those sunflower seeds is because I was trying so hard to get off of chewing tobacco.
Smart.
So my go-to flavor would have been Red Man sunflower seeds, but they didn't have it.
That's the best kind.
You know, probably barbecue flavor, you know, okay. They add a little spice to it, you
all
know.
All right, nice.
Good choice.
But there was
nice.
different brands that taste, you know, are much better than the others, you know. I mean, so, that was my go-to when I was in there. Trying to kick the habit.
Yeah, smart. You know, whatever works. Can't thank you enough for taking the time this morning. It was a blast to have you on the show. Maybe we'll catch up down the road if the Jays, you know, again, ALDS, ALCS, World Series, another John Gibbons appearance on First Up. Can we make that happen?
Let's hope so. Man, I enjoyed it, huh?
All right. Thank you so much. That is John Gibbons, the former manager of the Jays.
What a beauty.
Host of the Gibby Show podcast.
Nice. He had Manoah on there.
That's right. Big Puma. Josh Donaldson was on there.
JD.
Yeah.
Wow.
Your boy. You love Josh Donaldson.
Yeah.
Not so much anymore as the Yankee, but... Yeah, he has
cheer
a hell
for
of a
individuals,
run.
Not teams.
He had a hell of a run with the Jays. So we will welcome Mark Dominic to the show, our NFL insider here on First Up. We've got winners of the weekend. We'll revisit a little bit of what John Gibbons had to say about how the Jays should approach their wild card rotation. Dominic next on First Up.